June 4, let no man deceive you, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. Prior to and at the first advent of Christ, religious teachers set forth strange ideas that were so mingled with portions of truth that they were full of deceptive power and led souls away from God, although they still preserved the appearance of being His true worshipers. We find a similar condition of society in these last days, and those who depart from the faith mingle with their belief diversities of human opinion. The Bible is brought into criticism. Is it because the Scriptures are inconsistent and contradictory that ministers differ so widely in their interpretation? No, the trouble is that men are doing today as they did in the time of Christ and are teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Religious teachers are in the same condition as were the Pharisees, of whom He said, "Ye are both ignorant of the Scriptures and of the power of God," Matthew 22:29. The very men to whom these words were spoken were presumed to teach and interpret the Scriptures to the people. Are the Scriptures vague and inconsistent? Is there any foundation for the conflicting opinions and various sentiments and doctrines that find credence in the religious world? If so, then we may entertain doubts of their divine origin, for it is not the inspiration of God that leads people to come to diverse opinions. Those who undertake to interpret the Bible have corrupted the Word of God and wrested the Scripture from its true meaning by seeking to harmonize the truth of God with the inventions and doctrines of men. The Scriptures are perverted and misapplied, and the gems of truth are set in the framework of error. These teachers are blinded and cannot clearly discern what is the true meaning of the Scriptures. Jesus, who gave His life to save men, has given us a warning as to what shall come to pass in the last days. The disciples came to Him privately to ask Him concerning the end of the world, and Jesus said, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in My name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Matthew 24, 4 and 5. Signs of the Times, June 4, 1894.